From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting North Korea launches another ballistic missile in an apparent test flight of 700 kilometers. South Korea said the missile was launched Sunday morning from a base near Kusong City. It dropped into the Sea of Japan between the eastern coast of North Korea and the west coast of Japan. The Japanese government issued a strong protest immediately after the launch, declaring North Korea's repeated missile tests are a grave threat to its neighbors and a clear violation of UN resolutions. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said Tokyo would remain in close touch with the United States and South Korea about developments in North Korea. Here in Washington, White House officials said President Donald Trump was briefed about the launch, but there was no immediate U.S. statement. The rocket launch came just days after a new president took over in South Korea, pledging to engage in dialogue with the North. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Saturday a new FBI director could possibly be named within the next week. Trump told reporters aboard Air Force One before flying to Lynchburg, Virginia, that the selection could come before he leaves for a trip to Saudi Arabia.
I think the process is going to go quickly because almost all of them are very well known. You know, they've been vetted over their lifetime, essentially. But very well known, highly respected, really talented people. And that's what we want for the FBI.
The president's remarks came 4 days after his controversial firing of James Comey, a move that is still resonating in Washington. Several candidates were meeting with Attorney General Jeff Sessions and his deputies on Saturday. This is VOA News. President Trump addressed graduates at Liberty University on Saturday, telling them they should follow their dreams and not be swayed by criticism. In his first commencement address since becoming president, Trump urged the more than 18,000 graduates to fight for what they believe in and to challenge entrenched interests.
The more people tell you it's not possible, that it can't be done, the more you should be absolutely determined to prove them wrong.
Liberty University is the largest Christian university in the world. Its president, Jerry Falwell Jr., was an early Trump supporter and helped sway evangelical Christians to vote for him. A cyber attack against tens of thousands of data networks in scores of countries spread further in its second day Saturday, with no progress reported in efforts to determine who launched the plot. Computer security experts assured individual computer users who have kept their PC operating systems updated that they are relatively safe. The ransomware attacks rose rapidly Saturday to a peak of 57,000 detected intrusions. The international security software firm Avast said the largest number of attacks appeared to be aimed at Russia, Ukraine, and Taiwan, but that major institutions in many other countries were affected. Pope Francis says that he will not try to convince U.S. President Donald Trump to soften his policies on immigration and the environment when they meet later this month. Speaking to reporters while traveling home Saturday from a trip to Portugal, Francis said that he would say what he thinks sincerely to Trump and then would listen respectfully to what the president has to say.
¿Qué puede esperar el mundo? Paz.
He said, what can the world expect? Peace. Whatever the topic or whoever is in front of me, whoever that person may be, it's peace. Trump will visit Francis May 24th after visiting Saudi Arabia and Israel and before attending a NATO summit in Brussels and the G7 summit in Italy. Portuguese singer Salvador Sobral won this year's Eurovision Song Contest for his song Amar Pelos Dois, or Love for Both, in Kiev, Ukraine. Sobral, who is awaiting a heart transplant, got top marks from both the televoters and the country's professional juries. Second place went to Christoph Kostov of Bulgaria for his power ballad Beautiful Mess. Moldova's Sunstroke project finished a surprising third. For more on these stories, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.